Welcome to the Black Dude Who Loves Friends podcast. Appreciate you all tuning in and listening. This is season one, episode one, where we talk about friends. What else? I mean, is there anything else other than friends? I've been watching Friends for, I want to say, over 15 years maybe now. I've watched them, you know, forwards and backwards and forwards plenty of times. My wife watches Friends every night. It's constantly playing in our house, and I figured, why not do a podcast, and why not create a YouTube channel surrounded by how I feel about each episode, and also how I feel about the entire show and characters and all of the good feels and the things that it brings joy to in my life. So we're just going to start with season one, episode one, the one where Monica gets a roommate. By far, I think they have the best intro. The music, the characters interacting with each other, the waterfall, them wet, them dancing, them having fun, their togetherness, I think is just, it's a beautiful thing to see. And they start off, of course, at the Central Perk, which is like their home away from home. And the opening scenes, you see, let's see, four of the friends, Phoebe, Monica, Chandler, and Joey. The outfit that Monica has on is outstanding. I mean, the blazer, the suspenders. Chandler is in his normal Chandler outfit, jeans and a button-up shirt, kind of oversized a little bit. Joey in his Italian swag with the leather coat and the jeans, and then Phoebe with her, you know, pigtails and the cut-off jean vest. It's really funny to see them in this light and go back to the beginning and see where they started from and how their characters just really start to come together, and you see the family and friendship within them within minutes of the show airing is really great, brilliant writing and directing. Now we see Ross come in, and I will say right off the bat that Ross Geller has always been my favorite character in this show. I think his acting, his directing, everything is brilliant. His voice, his just overall, just style is just impeccable. And now he's talking about his wife, who he finds out is a lesbian right from the start of the episode. And he's really frustrated in his feelings about the way he feels about that. I want to ask my viewers, my listeners, what if that happened to you? What if you were married and your wife tells you that, you know, she's a lesbian, or, you know, you're married and your husband tells you that he's gay? How would that make you feel? And what would you do about it? If you want to write in the comments below, that'd be great. He just wants to be married again. And then, ding, 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 Rachel Green, the love of his life, his lobster, walks in the door in a wedding dress, and Monica recognizes her, and they share a hug, and Monica's like, wow, what's going on with this girl? Decaf Rachel, she was all over the place. That's a good question. What high school did they attend, Monica and Rachel and Ross? Leave that in the comments below as well. I think right off the bat, what drew me to this show, what drew my interest into this show, was the fact of how they felt like friends. You know, it's crazy to write a show called Friends and to capture how close and how friendship is supposed to look like, or how it looks like with these six friends. And, you know, you're just instantly drawn, like, gosh, I wish these six people were my friends. They're just so great. I love Central Perk with the oversized coffee cups, coffee mugs. And in the second location, they show Monica's apartment. And Monica's apartment, the purple hue of the inside of her apartment, and then in the kitchen with that, it's almost like a Tiffany blue. It's amazing color. I love Ross, man. His, like I said, his style, his comedy, his quick wit is just right there with it. And I think it's just, uh-oh. Now, Rachel wants to stay with Monica. She's talking to her dad, trying to explain the metaphor. It's a beautiful thing. I know I've said that 1,000 times. And I probably will say it 1,000,000 times and more during the course of this podcast. But I just think back to when I first watched Friends and how it made me feel. I think I was early 20s, maybe. And it feels like, you know, it's something that you want, you know, in your life. You're looking at these gorgeous women, Monica, Rachel, Phoebe, and then these guys that just are so relatable. You possibly want to be them. You possibly want to incorporate their style, their humor, their, the way they act, the way they talk, in your lifestyle. And it just draws you right in. Paul, the wine guy, shows up. Monica asks Ross if she wants him to stay. And he says, yeah, that'd be good. And he's like, no, go ahead. Go out with Paul, the wine guy. And I love how they're all at the door just waiting to meet Paul, the wine guy, or see him. And they're just all smiles and kind of all in his face as soon as he walks in the door. It's just, wow. I mean, it's just something you want in a friend. I think they captured that right off the bat. With, you know, what friendships should look like. Ross says, talk about your big lizards when he's trying to describe Aruba. It's hilarious. And then you kind of get to see how Phoebe is, you know, with her wit too, as well in the first episode. She didn't really have a lot of speaking points in the first two locations, but, you know, you kind of see, you know, how she is a little bit. Can't really delve too much into her character yet, because you're kind of still, she's kind of still a mystery at this point. You kind of know who Chandler is. You kind of know who Ross, Rachel, Monica are. A little bit of Joey. Monica is probably my favorite of the female actors in this show. I just think she's drop-dead gorgeous. And then, you know, you find out later that how her character is and how it, you know, progresses. Rachel is beautiful as well, but she's kind of whiny in this first episode, as of course that goes on for many other episodes. And she's very funny as well. Her humor and what she brings, how she acts when she's talking to her dad over the phone, I think was great. And, you know, just her character is always been the same as well. But I think Monica is my one. Joey's haircut in season one, episode one is hilarious. Grab a spoon. And you kind of see Chandler's quick wit as well, and the way he interjects his comedy really quick, really fast. The punchlines are just on it. Monica spits when he's, Paul the wine guy is talking about how he can't perform sexually. Comment below if you can remember how long it's been since he could perform sexually. How many dates were they talking about? You can also comment that below as well if you know. Without watching it, of course. Don't Google it. Just go in and comment below. Who is he going to ask to go out? And he looks out the window. I'm talking about Ross. They cut to a beautiful shot of Rachel Green sitting on the right by the window. And she's just looking out with the little bit of light shining down. It's a gorgeous scene. They did a great job there. It's just beautiful TV. You know, best show ever, hands down. Morning, Paul. Paul the wine guy slept over. I love what happens next. So Monica walks Paul the wine guy out. He obviously stayed the night. She kisses him. He thanks her. And she says, I'll call you later. You find right away that Monica is really obsessive with where her things are and where they should be. She tells them to move her table back. As they move closer to the door to hear what was going on or to see what was going on between her and Paul the wine guy. And you find out in the first episode that Joey is an actor. And you find out right away that Monica and Rachel share a memory that they go way back. And have been friends for a long time. You find out in the next scene that Monica is a chef. She's working in the kitchen. And she's talking to a coworker, female coworker. Monica is so gorgeous. All right, and then they cut back to Central Perk where Monica is explaining what Paul, the wine guy, has said to her. And Joey said, of course it was a line. And Monica pushes Joey off for teasing her about how she didn't know it was a line that Paul the wine guy used to sleep with her. Rachel comes in. She said she was going to find a job and then she just went shopping. Comment below if you know what Rachel called her boots. And then all six of them are around the table. They're trying to persuade Rachel to cut her credit cards and everything to, you know, kind of just be independent and teach her that, you know, you don't need to live off your father's money in order to be happy and live and to be. You find out kind of right away now that Phoebe is a little bit of a quirky character. And then she cuts her cards and they cheer her on. Welcome to the real world. It sucks. You're gonna love it. And then you see Monica, Rachel, and Ross finishing up a show or a movie. And Monica goes to bed. And then the scene is left with Ross and Rachel. And I think this is where they really set up what was most important about this episode. There's one Oreo left on the plate. And they both reach for it. A gorgeous scene. Just brilliantly wrote. And Ross then tells Rachel how he had a crush on her. And you kind of feel that connection between them. And then he asks Rachel, and do you think it'll be okay if I ask you out? She says, maybe. And Ross ponders and thinks for a minute. And then he says, maybe he will. And Rachel laughs and smiles. She walks to the room. To her room, not as she's staying with Monica. Ross then chucks the Oreo, half of the Oreo in his mouth, grabs his jacket. Monica then walks back out in a gorgeous, it's like a midnight blue silk pajamas. And Monica asks, what's up with you? And he says, I just grabbed a spoon. So, to sum up that first episode, I think what was the biggest part is that you just really feel at home with these characters. You feel like you either want to be one of the guys, or you either be one of the girls, or you want to have, you know, friends like either or. And I think what they did so perfectly was just encompass the entire, male, female, connection. You got brother, sister, you got, friends, you got, Ross, who you find out has a crush on Rachel and is kind of, you can see it in his eyes that he's feeling her or in love with her. And just the friendship and the family and how they, you can tell that it's so much love between them. And the humor that they bring to the show right from that episode one is just, it's really amazing. You can tell they're young, in their 20s, they talk about careers, they talk about love, sex, and you can tell they're in New York City, and you feel that support that they bring, to each other by just kind of, gathering around Rachel and saying, hey, you can do this. You can be a big girl now. You don't need your father's money. You cut your credit cards and you get a job and you become one of us. It sucks. It's the real world, but you're going to love it. And I think more than any show has ever captured that real essence of friendship and that real essence of feeling vulnerable and in your 20s and not knowing what to do or where to go. And, you have this big world out there and you're kind of scared and hesitant to kind of go off and venture and journey and see what it's like. And I think they captured that beautifully. Ross, who, like I said, is my favorite character. His comedy in that first episode was epic. I think Chandler's comedy was epic. Joy, you can kind of tell, how his character is going to be, which I really love. I love them all, of course. I'm a Friends fanatic. So, you can kind of tell how well that these characters embody the roles that they had to play, that they had to act. And, kudos to them for starting this journey off so well in that scene and kind of setting up the whole Rachel Ross-Rachel love story, and how beautiful that progresses throughout each season. All right, so we're not going to spend too much time on this, but I would like to know your thoughts and what you thought about the first episode and how it made you feel. What you picked out, what characters you love, what characters you didn't like, if there was one, how you felt about how they started it off. I know a lot of people have binge watched it and probably will binge watch it again and again and again. And this show will live on forever and always be a hit, because I think regardless of what, lifestyle, background, whether it's 2050 or 1994, I think you'll enjoy what this story presents. And even in the first episode, I think you'll be like, man, is that how, if you're in the year 2050, is that how friendships and life used to be, And in 1994, I'm sure that, all of the fans from day one, their day ones, were like, this is exactly how I feel. Whether you're in New York City, Los Angeles, or, a small town in Delaware, I'd like to know your thoughts, and I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you watching, if you're watching. And feel free to give me a shout out. I will be doing these. I will have some special guests come on for some of the later episodes. But I hope you enjoyed this.